Okay, we're on Siman Sadi. Siman Sadi is all the halachas that are midivrei Kabbalah. They're not real malachas, and they're not drabbanans, which are atu malachas. We learn out from the pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "In toshif mishavas raglecha, asayis chafatzecha b'yan kodshi v'chibadetoy mi'asayis rachecha minsoy cheftzecha v'daber davar." Okay, let's go through each one individually. What's me'asayis rachecha? So asayis rachecha. So I'm sorry. In toshif mishavas raglecha, we learn from that. That hiluchach on Shabbos, your walking has to be different than during the week. Person's not allowed to run during Shabbos like he does during the week. However, the exception to this, as we'll see, we'll learn that from Mimtzei Cheftzecha, Lechefze Shamayim, that anything that has to do with a mitzvah, so you are allowed to do, and you're allowed to run for a mitzvah also. Next is Mimtzei Cheftzecha. You can't check on your business on Shabbos. You can't check how your stocks are doing. You can't go to your field and see what you need to buy after Shabbos in order to make sure the field continues to grow properly. You can't go to the mall and go shopping so that after Shabbos you'll be able to go and easily find what you need. Anything that has to do with taking care of your business needs is usser, but that's only if it's nicker that's the reason that you're doing it. If it's not nicker, then it's okay. And stamazay also, just to go and watch your friend's Paris or watch your own Paris without checking what's necessary after the fact, that's also okay. And the same reason, you're not allowed to be machshech al atchum, which means, let's say that you need to go do malacha after Shabbos, you need to get on a bus, you're not allowed to start walking before Shabbos is over. Anything that's not asr on Shabbos, though, so that would be okay. So for a person, for instance, needs to bring in a behema. So bringing in a behema, technically you could do it on Shabbos if you have burgenin and what's it called, and even Paris, if you have an Erev, you could do it on Shabbos. So for that, there's no Isra Mitzvah Cheftzecha to go to the border of the town in order to take care of that. If a person is going towards the edge of town to go pick Paris after Shabbos, since it's not nicker that's the reason that he's doing it, so he's allowed to do that also. Again, it has to be nicker that's the reason why you're going to the edge of the town. V'daber davar. V'daber davar means you're not allowed to talk about certain things on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do this after Shabbos, if that davar is a davar asr. If there's a tzad heter to what you're doing, let's say you say that I've got to go to Har Nof. So you can walk to Har Nof on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with that. It happens if you're saying, I've got to go to Har Nof and I'm getting on the bus. That doesn't matter. As long as you didn't say, I'm going to go get on the bus to go to Har Nof, so then it's not a problem. You're not allowed to talk on Shabbos excessive Devarim B'Telim, which is not a good idea any day, but it's on Shabbos a specific Isser. You're not allowed to talk about things which cause a person pain, sad things, etc. And you're not allowed to make cheshbonos on Shabbos that have to do with business that are of a real need. If a person just stamazai, likes to, you know, do mathematical equations in his head to keep his mind active, and that's his recreation on Shabbos. So if you're one of those animals, so then you are allowed to do that. But what's it called? And also, you can't do it a lot, because if it becomes a lot, so then it's also it also becomes usur. Mimtzei cheftzecha. Cheftzecha, we're medai cheftzecha. It has to be your needs, but not cheftzei shamayim. So any of these things, like running and talking and going to the tchum, if it was the tzarchei mitzvah, so then it's okay. Tzarchei rabim falls into tzarchei mitzvah. So if somebody is going, wants to be machshechal tchum, to go get a tax deduction for the entire Jewish community or something like that, that would be mutter too. You're allowed on Shabbos to talk about things which have to do with mitzvahs. For instance, to talk with a teacher for your kid, to teach him Torah or to teach him a livelihood, which is also a mitzvah. So you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos, but you can't actually hire him on Shabbos. It's an Isser of Mekach u'Memkar. The Seder. You're also the minig was that they would be machriz aveiras on shul on Shabbos. You can do that also. That's also a mitzvah Shabbos aveda, and you're allowed to do that too. Okay, v'daber davar. It says that to talk about these things is asur, but to think about them not a problem. However, als oneg Shabbos, since the pasuk says sheshes yom tasav kol melachtecha, which is not really possible, you can't finish all of your work in 6 days. It's just doesn't happen. But tasav kol melachtecha is a mindset. It's a frame of mind. It should be as if everything is finished, and therefore it's ideal not to think about your cheshbonos or any other problems on Shabbos also, but we can't aser it al svedaber davar. It's mutter to say to a poel, see me after Shabbos, even if it's clear to him that what he means is you want to give him a job, because you didn't say it outright, so then you don't fall into medaber davar or any of these other things. And finally, the last thing is, if a person has a job as a shomer or a poel, he works for a caterer, he's a bal kore, yeah? And his work is on Shabbos, so it's usher for him to get paid for specifically what he does on Shabbos, the schar Shabbos, and that's also usher. The way that you take care of it is if he's paid by the week or by the month or by the job, and some of the job is going to be done before Shabbos, so then you get paid b'havlo'ah, that it gets absorbed into the greater sum that you're going to be making, and that would make mutter. Tomorrow we'll continue with these halachas.